eyes, the merely level eye, the inherent existent eye, and the general eye. Oh. And then I don't understand the difference on the different eyes. You understand?
What's that?
I understood that yesterday or this morning, I don't remember, you mentioned that regarding the eye, there are three different aspects of the eye or three different eyes. We can talk of the eye in a general way, also the merely level eye and the inherent existent eye. Mm-hmm. If you can clarify the difference between the general eye and the merely level eye.
Mm. The general eye and what?
Merely level eye.
Oh, I see. Mm. I think my guess.
Creo que. Creo que lo que quieres decir.
This is my guess, okay? You see somebody, but you know, person, particularly Chebar Jawa, you know, the middle level. I mean, it is middle, but particularly specifying that. You know, putting that label, middle labeled eye, you see, particularly specifying that, and then looking for, you see, looking for that. Then the other one is, you see, you have no idea of middle labeled. You have no idea of the recognition that middle labeled just eye, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, I mean, yeah, this view of just the mind. And then there's the real eye. You know that what you feel is the real I. You see that you also what don't believe that inside this body, you know, existing from the side. See something very truly existing from the side. So the other one, generally, my guess is you don't say me labeled I. You don't pacify with that title. You're not looking in that way, merely able to see. This is my guess. Something might be like that, but I'm not very clear. Not sure, but something to do with it. So, merely able is that actually you see, as is merely able, you think in that way. You know, you think that way, you see, according to reality, and then looking for that. Mm. There might be some example. Mm. Yeah, this is what I would think of that, something. You don't think that this is, you know, the real eye, truly exists, not thinking that, and then not personal, merely able to see, but putting the special, so you see, capital Java, you know. Mm. Say, particularly without pacifying that. Mm. not 100% sure, not I mean, the example, but it's mentioned in the text. Mm. So, think the eye that which covers all the past, future life, that which covers all the past. Past life, present life, future life, that will cover eye, that cover all. So he thought that general eye, that. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, when you think, you know, the eye from beginning to birth now, then you see to enlightenment, to future life, you see, with enlightenment, eye that covers, you know, all the life. Mm. Mm. So I think basically, you know, how the individual person view, you know, when you talk about the eye. Mm. So that's it. I think it's how it is viewed by the individual person. So still can debate, you know. Mm, yeah, so they, I mean, slowly see. anything that appears, it has to be for us sentient beings. Everything, whatever appears, it has to be truly existent. Whatever appears to us sentient beings, because except when we are in the ego post meditation, you have wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in the ego post meditation. That time, there's no hallucination. That time, truly existent appearance. There's no hallucination. That time. So otherwise, you know. When you rise up from that, then again you have hallucination. So until you remove the existent view ceases, when the subtle defilement of the ignorance concept of truly existence. So when that ceased, then the truly existence view is ceased. You don't have any more. So Buddha do not have that dualist view of the truly existence view. So because of that, then the truly existence eyes, so it appears, is always there. So see, that appears, it's always there. Trust means. Then somebody who hasn't realized that it's empty, somebody who hasn't realized emptiness, then you see, would hold that it's truly existent. There's the appearance, so once after the appearance, then you hold that it's true, you see. So after realizing that it's empty, there wouldn't be a concept holding that it's truly existent. You know, there's a Denzin Lenge. You know, the simultaneous born concept of truly existent. Denzin Lenge is will be there. And that's Denzin Lenge is until you achieve the even Edibumi has Denzin Lenge, the simultaneous born concept of truly existent, you see. But clinging, you know, saying shempa in the clinging the truly existent. So there's a difference between after you realize emptiness and before you realize emptiness. There should be sky and the earth differences where you're apprehending the object. I would think there should be after you realize emptiness. It's like after you cross the, you know, you come through the sand. The sand has sunlight, heat. You know, you came through that, and when you look at the back, and you know, you have vision of water. You have mirage. Is a vision of water. You know, if there's water, but you have an understanding, discovery. There's no water there because you just came from there. So there's appearance of water. You see. The mirage, you see. But you have realization at the same time, there's no water there. So the totally holding this water wouldn't be there. There should be, so similar like that, then here, there should be between sky and earth differences. You know, after realizing that's empty, you know, and no, same. Totally holding on that truly existent should be there. So, but then before that, then I say they will shimba this strongly cling, holding truly existent will be there. Then how that person who haven't realized the emptiness of the I, how that person would think of apprehend the I. And then we'll be truly extent, you know. So I can now, like that, in the shimba. So analyze, we have to analyze, okay? I just remembered what is the question. I just remembered her question. So I think it might be this. So, you know, by pacifying, demonstrating a truly extent I, by pacifying that, and by pacifying, merely labeled I, you know, by pacifying like that, then then the generalization, which doesn't have any particular specification. You don't say truly it's an I. You don't, like the Rangdupa doesn't believe truly. Rangdupa and Tanjupa do not believe truly it's an I. But then the schools that believe truly it's an I, Baba Shika, Charamba, Dodeva, Samba, of course, may label Kundang, you know, non truly, but then the Shawan Yung Dupa, they say, and the control cause condition others, and then young to the ultimate reality, you see, Tendup. So the school Tendup, that even not, so yeah, anyway, so, Babashika school, Sundra school, some Mandra school, so up to that, they believe it's true, but then Rangdupa, Tanjupa, even though they mean true reason is different, but what Tanjupa means true reason, the Rangdupa means true reason, different meaning. But generally speaking, both do not believe true reason. So pacifying true religion, I, you see, and then pacifying non-true religion, mere labeled I, pacifying that, you see, put those labels, you see. Then there's I that hasn't put any of this pacification, so I don't remember that. So Machism means, you know, on this book, you see, truly, Dhammatuva Nga, you look for Dhammatuva Nga, true religion book, or mere labeled book, you see. So then there's a book, you don't pacify any of those, then.